Hello, and welcome back to the How to Feel Horror Podcast, where we review horror movies and horror movie franchises. This is Jigsaw. I know you're probably wondering where Mark, Maria, and Talon are, but today it's your game to listen to this episode.
Welcome back to the How to Feel Horror Podcast, where we review horror movies and horror franchises. I'm Mark.
I'm Talon.
I'm Maria.
And today, instead of reviewing a movie or ranking a movie franchise, we will be talking about the traps from Saw. Now, with all 10 movies, there are a bunch of traps. There were some that were great, some that were duds and just didn't make any fucking sense, and some that made us all question, like, would we be able to survive that? And those are the traps we're going to talk about. I'd ask Tuan and Maria to come up with three traps. Three of their favorite traps. We're going to talk about them. But before we do that, I want to talk about my favorite trap of the whole franchise. Well, my second favorite trap of the whole franchise. Because I always ask myself, what would I do if I was put in this trap? And what would I have to do, and who would be the other two people in the trap with me? And that's the public execution trap from Saw 7. You guys remember that trap?
Yeah, with the two guys and the girl.
Yeah. For those of you listening, it's the one where it's the two guys, and then there's a girl that's dangling at the top, and we learned that she's been fucking or dating both of these guys without them knowing. And Jigsaw pretty much tells them, you know, you fight to the death, one of you dies, and then you and the girl leave, or you just let this bitch get lowered, and she dies, and you survive. Now, I want to say, I will be like, I'm surviving no matter fucking what. You gotta go. But then I'm just like, who's on the other side of this saw with me, and who's dangling in the air? And would that change my mind? Would I be willing to take that ultimate L to let the other two people survive? Or am I killing somebody? That's pretty much what it is. And I just don't... Like, I want to say I will do it. The person who's dangling is obviously the person who's definitely in the wrong. But who is that person? And it kind of gets tricky for me. Could you guys...
Mark, what if you were the one that was dangling? Answer that first.
If I'm being honest, that's actually my issue with it. Because I'm just like, I might be the person dangling from the fucking top. And it makes it worse is that I think I would have died because I would did the exact same thing she did, and she was cheering on whoever the fuck she thought was winning at the time. So that's my main issue with it, because I'm just like, damn, that would be me. I would be her. But would you guys, do you think you would have sacrificed somebody?
Yeah, I would have sacrificed whoever was at the top.
Because they seem like a logical person, right? Like, obviously... They're the ones in the wrong. You and the other person are presumably, like, naive or, like, ignorant of the whole situation.
Especially, like, I could always find a new partner. And they weren't loyal to begin with, if that's the point. So, like, what are we even doing here?
Yeah, I get that. That makes sense. But... I'm throwing it over to you, Tuan. Now, you have three traps. Are these all traps that you think you can beat? Are these traps you want to know if we beat? Like, how did you make your trap list?
Honestly, I just did my list based on my favorites, not if I could survive them. Mm. Now, maybe y'all might think y'all could, but, you know.
Give me one.
So, one that I have is the oxygen crusher, like, one from Saw 6, when it was our main guy playing the game and the janitor, and they had to hold their breath, or because any breath that they took would, like crush their sides. I just know I would lose that. I would not be able to like hold my breath for that, especially because I have taken up, I am a vapor. it's not fare well for me. So I just know that I wouldn't be able to do it. Now, maybe if I was in a little better shape or something, you know, maybe we could try it. But I definitely would have been like janitor, like the first point where that thing like crushes, like pushes in on me, I probably would have like just started breathing like profusely.
I don't think I would have survived. I think I would have given up because I gotta scream, I gotta shout. I can't just sit there in silence and barely breathe. Like I'd be dead. I couldn't survive. But what about your second trap? What do you got there?
I have the finger trap from Spiral. Now,
no fucking way. I'm not gonna lie. I knew one of you was gonna put that on your list, so I watched that scene. There is no way. I feel like he was cheated, though.
He was cheated. I think we said that in our review that he was cheated. That he was cheated.
Because why was the water running already? The water should have started running when he woke, when the clock started. Like, you can't be having the water running and then you talking to me and giving me instructions. That's cheated.
Yeah, he was kind of cheated out of it. And especially after seeing Saw X and that other guy who was in the finger trap where he just had to, like, break his fingers. Getting your fingers stretched, like, literally ripped off versus just having them, like, crack up and break are two completely different things. And I just do not think that I would be able to have them ripped off that slowly as he did.
Could you survive that, Maria? Would you have pulled your fingers off?
No.
You could potentially get them back.
But it just, it's a lot of pain. Like, as soon as I feel them stretching, I'm like, nope, I can't do it. It's like, pain, just kill me.
Or die.
I'd rather die. At least I don't feel the pain after. I'm dead.
They could put them bitches back on.
I just don't think, because, like, it's kind of like the rack from Saw 4 or 3, where he was getting his like body parts twisted. Like, that's not the one I picked, but I'm just saying, like, just the slowness of it is what does it. Like, if it was just like a quick rip, I could maybe think about it a little bit more because it would just be like quick. And maybe I could do them all at once, but it's the fact that it's like slowly just pulling them, and then you have to bite down on that vice. So it's all up to you as well to like keep it going.
Well, what do you have in your? What's your third trap?
So I did have more than three. So I gotta pick one. I'm gonna go with the needle pit from Saw 2. I think out of all the ones I have, this might be the one that I could definitely survive it. Now, I don't think that I would have been able to find the needle with the key on it, though. Like, we don't know how deep that pit was, but there were so many needles in there. Like, I feel like there is no way that as quick as Amanda found it, which, yes, we know she was in on it, so like, she could have known where it was, but I don't think there is any way that you could have found that key that quick. And I don't have a fear of needles or anything, so that part doesn't scare me, but definitely getting, like, manhandled and thrown into the pit like Amanda did, that would send me into a spiral. And we're already under, like, a nerve agent gas or whatever, so that would just, you know, amp it up even more. So I think I could survive it, but I wouldn't be happy about it.
Before we go over to Maria's trap, I want to just mention that another trap that stood out for me was Strom's trap from Saw 5, I believe.
Oh, hell no.
He had the thing over his face, and he'd, like, do the tracheotomy. I'm not going to lie. I couldn't have done it. I would have never thought about it. it would have never even came up. And if I thought about it, if I thought about it, knowing me, I would have been shaking and would have just slipped my own fucking throat by accident and actually do a fucking tracheotomy. So I would have been dead either way. There was no way I was going to survive that. Just none.
But I wouldn't have even thought of it.
Right? Like I would have been freaking if I would have been banging my head against the fucking like wall. I would have not thought to like, oh, let me put a little hole in my throat for oxygen.
High key, my ass would have probably started drinking the water.
Jesus Christ.
I probably would have started drinking the water.
Jesus Christ. But what about you, Maria? What are the traps that you have? Are these traps that you think you can survive? You want to know if we survive? What are your favorite traps? Like, what? How was your list made, and what's your first trap?
So my first trap is the horsepower trap, the one with Chester.
Oh.
Rest in peace. But
was that the tornado one?
No. She's talking about the one from Saw 7. It was like the races.
Oh, damn. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, because that trap took out four people in one, you know? I honestly don't know if I'd do it. Like if I was in Chester's place and I had to rip off my fucking back, like the skin on my back, I don't know if I'd be able to do it, to be honest. Like you know, it's a lot, cuz you know, like that's a lot of surface. That's a lot of fucking skin to rip out. And I feel like it's even worse because it's like if you fail, you literally kill three other people. But it's definitely, it's a brutal trap. It's one of my favorite traps because it's just so brutal. You know, like one guy gets his fucking limbs torn off. The other guy gets fucking like smashed into. The girl, her face, oh my god, like that is just so, so bad. And then, you know, the guy who's in the seat, I think he flies out, I'm assuming, from, like, the momentum. So it's a lot. Like, it's a lot of, like, it's a lot of moving parts, but, like, it works, you know? And I feel like it's a trap that's a very doable trap, like, in real life. Not that I would do it, but I can see how it's done.
Sure.
but, yeah, that's my first one. Well, honestly, my second trap was also the finger one, the one where he was like getting his fingers ripped off, which I already said I wasn't, because that is so. And I guess talking about another trap from the same movie, Spiral, was the one with the guy who had to rip off his tongue. He had to like, you know, kick or whatever the hell he had to do before like the train came. And I actually don't know if I would have been able to do that, to rip off my own tongue, to like, because even then I still gotta run, like I still gotta like find somewhere to hide. I don't know. I would have let the train hit me. I would have died faster, you know. And I feel like regardless, I probably would have died even if I had ripped off my tongue. I think that's what happened with the cop that was in the trap. He ended up dying anyway. You know?
The theme of your traps have been so far, like, I'm going to just give up and die. Like,
what? I'm not one for pain.
You need to fight, Maria. Fight.
No. Look, clearly he chose the right one. Because I'm just going to sit there look. God. It's either a fast death or pain. And I'd rather die fast. Like, maybe I wouldn't even feel it. Yeah, right? Like, look. And to be honest, I'm gonna go back. Well, that's what I have for that, for my second one. I'm not gonna play anybody's game. And to be honest, I'm probably gonna forget what he said anyway, like halfway. Like, I'm just gonna be like, I forgot. Like he would have been like, he would have given me a riddle, and I would have been like, I don't get it. Like, I would have been overthinking it, and my 60 seconds would have been up. You know? I would have forgotten what he said. Like, I don't understand when they give him, like, all these elaborate, like, directions, and then, and like, these people are just doing it. I would have forgotten so fast. I would have been so terrified. First of all, I woke up in the middle of, like, I don't even know what the hell. And, like, if for him to be like, you gotta do this, and this, and this, I would have just been like, what? Like, can you repeat that? Like, why? Like, why is the timer starting right now? I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. Definitely, I'm a give up and die type of person. So,
well, take us home. What's your last trap?
My last trap. So my last trap is the bathroom one. Wait, we're taking it way back to the first movie. Honestly, I don't know if I would have survived this either. Like, I don't think I would have cut off my own foot. I probably would have stayed there and just starved to death. I would have been like, you know what? This is it. Like, I'm not. No. I mean, it would have been interesting because I feel like that first trap was very, like, escape room kind of theme, which was cool. I mean, who doesn't love a good mystery? But, like, you know, because, I mean, at the end, he did want, you know, Dr. Gordon to cut off his foot. I would have just been like, nope. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to my family. I can't do it. Like, you just got to keep me in here, I guess. And that's that. Like, we're just gonna have to stay and sit in here. So, but it's a good trap, though. I mean, I don't know. It's like, I feel like, you know, they're like in one room like the whole time, but so much happens in that one room, and there's so many clues everywhere, and I just feel like it's definitely a lot of planning for it, and you could definitely tell. But yeah, I would have tried a little bit, and then as soon as, like, it got hard, I would have been like, you know what? I think that's it. Tried my best. Thought as hard as I could. And that's it. I'm dead. We're just gonna sit here and stare at each other until one of us just dies.
Okay, then. So you're just gonna give up and die? That's what the theme of all your traps. I get it, you know. I say I'm a fight over flight, but I'm probably just gonna lay down and take it as well. But, you know, we shall see. But I do have a question for you both. Which game do you think you'd survive? Like, of all the games that are played, which one do you think you survive? Because honestly, I don't think. My favorite game is Saw 2. I don't think I would survive. That big muscular man definitely would have killed me. He would have caught my ass off guard, staring into space while he was going crazy, trying to get my number, and I would have been so fucking lost and confused. He would have got my ass. I'm not gonna lie. And then that one with the game with the little merry-go-round shit, I would have been gone. At that point, I've been like Maria and just like flung myself because I got me fucked up. Don't be spinning me around these things. But is there any game that the two of you think that you would have like beaten or had better chances in?
I think I could have. I think Logan's game, like 50-50, because one, I mean, I must have done some fucked up shit if I'm in there with all those people. But two, I feel like those games are pretty easy. Like, those games were definitely winnable. Like, you know, I feel like I definitely could have won. Some of them, I feel like maybe I could have gone, like, halfway. You know? I feel like the first trap where they were like, oh, you need to feel some blood. And it's like, yeah, a little bit of blood. All right. I could do that. Maybe. And then like the second trap, I mean, that was clearly geared towards that girl. I feel like that was so easy to figure out too. Like that was, that girl did not have to die the way she died. Like she could have lived. The third trap, but that's because nobody was paying attention to anything. Like, and that one dude was forcefully trying to leave, and no one said no exit. Like, come on, bro. Like, there's a reason they're trying to direct you towards that door. Like, that's like, don't be stupid. And like the trap. Well, the trap for that dude with like the motorcycle. That's between him and John. Like, that has nothing to do with me. Good luck, you know.
Good luck to him. Yeah, good luck to him.
And then, oh, well, the last trap, I mean, they were going to have to kill each other anyways. But, like, and then in the way, you know, that John also gave his stupid riddle where he was like, your key is in the, or whatever the hell he said. Like, who would have fucking thought to open that thing, you know? Who? But I feel like I would have probably died there, depending on who my opponent was, because, you know. I mean, the girl did die, even though she had the gun, and then the other guy was starved to death anyways. But they were all awful people. But I feel like it's definitely a game I could maybe make it, like, to the second last, or towards the end. I would have made it. I would like to have thought so. And, yeah, that's the one I think I'd win-ish.
Yeah, I think, so are we saying, like the entire game in general or a trap, Mark?
The entire game in general.
Okay. I believe maybe Saw Fives. Now, getting to the end, though, where we had to, like, cut ourselves for the blood, that might be the part where I might be hesitant. But everything else, and if I was in the game and without, like, and could play it differently, I think it could be survivable. Because all they had to do was honestly work together. And as, like, you know, in the movie, all the traps, like, all the keys and, like, all that stuff, everything was shareable. So I think that I could have maybe survived the game in Saw 5.
Do you think the three of us would survive a trap together? I feel like y'all would sacrifice me. And that's okay.
That's crazy. I mean you've heard Maria this whole time. If it's gonna be slow, she take herself out.
Maria, like, you know, I know it needs to be three of us to get out this trap, but
I'm not doing it. And I wouldn't blame her.
Like, Maria, get your ass from this fucking thing and do this so we can get out of here. Maria, like, nah, I'm gone.
Wait, what trap are we talking about?
He said, like, if he asked if the three of us were in a trap together,
I'd be like, you guys, good luck. I believe in you guys.
Tell them my story. Don't get your ass on this. Get on this fucking seesaw thingy, Maria, now.
I'm like, tell them I was brave.
No, I would say the opposite. She gave up on us. I barely survived.
I wouldn't even blame her.
But you know what? You know which trap I would definitely save, because homegirl had the right idea. That trap where they could only get out if whoever gave up the biggest amount of, like, pound of flesh.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. That one, she did have the right idea, but why the fuck was she using a small-ass knife? She had a meat cleaver right next to her. Just chop, chop. Like,
that was annoying.
Not chop, chop.
She was making it so harder and so extra. She was causing herself more pain for no reason. It was stupid. But when I was watching the movie, that when that part came up, I was like, that guy had the right idea. He has a lot of stomach. Chop that shit off. You good. You got a lot of fat. But then I was thinking about it. I'm like, damn, he gonna have to cut. Like, he gonna be dead because that's a lot of blood vessels in
her belly.
I was like, fuck. And then she just went straight for her hand. She didn't do it the smart way, but she got that shit done. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, honestly, if he would have done the same thing, he would have definitely have won, you know.
Mm-hmm. But yes, those are the traps. Now, do you guys think you could come up with like a game or like a trap
that get people? That's a good one.
I feel like the ones I have in my mind are all like sex related.
Goodbye.
So I'm gonna skip this one and just like give it to you two. Do you two think that you could create an intricate, crazy game and have crazy traps? Like, what would be on the spot? What would be your like the trap? Like, I feel like the trap for most of Saw is the reverse bear trap. Like, what would be your trap in your game?
That's a good one. Damn.
Wait, what do you mean? Like
if you had to design like a trap for a Saw movie, what would your trap be? If you were Kramer, Hoffman, Amanda, and you had to put someone in a trap, what would it be?
Huh. I think I would do the carousel roulette one, the shotgun one. Cause like, you know, like on top of like pain and like torture and like physical torture is also like mental torture, because you got these people yelling at you and trying to save their lives and everybody's turning against each other. Like, that's just fucked up. So that would, like, I definitely feel like that would be a part of my trap, my game. And honestly, I would just do like really easy things. like in Spiral, right? Like in Spiral, where with the bottles and stuff, like that was an easy trap, but like that guy died, so yeah, I don't know. It would, I guess, be things like that, like easy, but also like not just fucking them up like painfully, but also like psychologically.
I think I have an idea for one, and I feel like it would be like a like what Maria mentioned, like kind of like the mental torment of like the carousel trap. I would kind of set up like a, like kind of like a tick. It would be people in 3x3, like a tic-tac-toe board. So it'd be 9 people in general, and 2 players. They have to decide who dies, but it's also working like tic-tac-toe, and they have to get 3 in a row. Of their people who die.
Oh my god, what if it's like a group and a group, and then it's like tic tac toe, and if you get 3 in a row,
those one people die. From your
team, yeah.
Something like that. And like, it would be 2 players. And be,
I like this.
Whoever are the game players, those would be those they would have to like pick or whatever. Cause yeah, like I kind of like what you mentioned there with the carousel trap. Games. Hiking though,
I like it though. I think for me, my traps would all be simple because Like, who putting all that shit together? Like, who buying all these materials? Who rigging all this shit? That's a lot of work.
That's true. See, like, who's gonna help me carry the bodies?
That's why John had them apprentices, so they can put that. He just drew the pictures and shit, and he made them go bad as shit and put it together. He's smart. He's smart. I respect it. But yes, guys, that's it. We just talked about the traps and the game, like what we thought would be, you know, good. I got a random ass text message. Well, that's our conclusion to our Saw franchise. This short, quick, little fun episode. It was good, you know. I see that, you know, my co-hosts have some very interesting ideas. Tuan has some very detailed ideas for a Saw game, so we know you gotta keep an eye out on him, you know. If you find me dead on a tic-tac-toe board, Tuan did it.
Amen.
Oh, but like, my last question, I almost forgot. What would be your reason for your players? Like, what would be your overall... Every game has, like, an overarching reason for, like, why these players are here. Mm-hmm. Some of them are petty as shit. But what would be, like, your overall reason?
That's a good one.
Would it be people who just did petty shit to you in your past? Would it be revenge on someone who's like people who's wronged your family? You know, are you being petty and just throwing all your exes in there with the bitch they cheated on you with? Like what are we thinking? What are we thinking?
I probably would pick, if I could be through anyone, it would probably be executives of companies that I don't
fuck
with.
That you worked for?
No, that I don't fuck with. Or just have, like, shitty policies or whatever. Like, the CEO of Ticketmaster would have to be in there for sure. Because I didn't get fucked over too much.
Someone's like, eat the rich.
They would be in, and I'm and the people would be for it. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it would be, like, CEOs or some shit.
What about you, Maria? What would be your reasons?
Honestly, it would probably be, like, serial, like, rapists and serial, like, murderers and stuff like that. People that have gotten off of, like, just gotten lucky because of the system, you know?
True.
I feel like I feel less bad. I mean, if I was taking revenge, I would definitely feel bad. I'm sorry. I would be like, I would just be like, you know what? Here's the key. Go free yourself. But I would do it for, like, you know, like, pedophiles and just people that have hurt other people, you know, but have enough power or, like, just get lucky with, like, the system to just not really stay in jail the way they should be. Maybe I'll be petty and throw in some people in there I don't know. I'll think about it. I might not do it, but I'll think about it. I'll be like, you know what?
Mine's gonna be
just like a fun petty. Little mini game.
Mine's gonna be kind of petty. My people are gonna be like those annoying, entitled influencers or like those spoiled, like obnoxious people who think they're just like better than everyone. Like, I want to put them, they'd be in my game. Like, you know, people like that. People who are just like rude and disrespectful and have like no accountability, no like care or like empathy towards other people. Like they would be the ones who were in my game, because watching them squirm and beg and be like, why me? Why me? It's like, you know why you're here. You know why you did this. Listen to my fucking tape, bitch, and suffer and try to win my game. But
Or we can do Saw All-Stars. Everybody who survived the trap got to come back.
Yes.
Everybody who survived got to come back. Pull a Hunger Games. That's where they're about to have a quarter quill in this bitch.
Oh, my God. Stop. I would like that.
I'm sorry. I would be so pissed in my life. Like, not only do you get through.
He got me twice.
Like, how do you get me twice?
I barely made it the first time. Like, damn. I only got one arm. I can't cut the other one.
Oh, that's true. for the people that had a for the people that had to cut off their limbs, like Jesus Christ, like the pain and then and then the reminder of that pain. It's just that's a lot. It's just like I'd be so mad.
The other one off.
Can you imagine? It'd be just
insane.
That would be insane. It's like, yeah, I survived two fucking games. They're right here.
Well, with that, guys, that's our conclusion to the Saw franchise. We ranked, we reviewed, we've discussed our traps, and we've come to the end. Join us next week as we talk about the movies that we don't like. And up first is going to be Maria. Maria, what movie, what bad horror movie are we watching next week?
We are going to watch Drag Me to Hell. I hate that movie. It's so stupid. But like when I first watched it, I thought it was satire. And then when I saw that people were serious, I was very confused. So that's my pick. Drag Me to Hell.
Well, hopefully, you know, the movie isn't that bad and doesn't drag us all down to hell. Thank you guys so much for listening. Join us next week. Good night.
The Haddonfield Horrors Podcast is a Letters to Media production. If you like this episode, please be sure to check out Haddonfield Horror's past reviews from big franchises like Halloween, Friday the 13th, and the Chucky franchise, or one-off reviews like Us and Midsommar. You can follow Haddonfield Horror's on Instagram and TikTok, where the host posts updates and mini reviews. Full episodes are available on several podcasting platforms. If you're listening to us on YouTube, don't forget to please like and subscribe. Haddonfield Horror is produced by Mark Smart, Maria Perez, and Tuan Griffin. Edited by Mark Smart. Theme by Lethal Injections.
Should we do an intro?